We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Nun Beis Amud Beis. And we just learned that according to the Chachamim, there are two Pareichasim. So how was it opened? We learned that according to Rabbi Yaisi, there was one Pareichas, it was open on the Tzafayim, which is on the right side in the corner. It was open right there. But according to Rabbanon, where were the openings to the Pareichas? Zok the Mishnah. The outside curtain, one that was facing the Heichal, that was open on the south side, which is on the left side. Upanimis, and the inside one is Menat Safin. So Lekuliyama, you walk into the Kodesh Kedoshim from the north side, from the right side. Because even for Rabbi Yaisi, you're walking from the right side. So it was open, according to Rashi, Prupa means it was a little bit open. It was like pinned open, Menadarim, and Fnima Menat Safin, and on the right side is open Menat Safin. So you walked in from the left side, you walked through the Pareichas, the whole length of the width of the Heichal, and then you turned and you turn to your left and you're going to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim now. So, Mahalik Panayim at Megillat Tzafon, you walk in between until you reach the Tzafon, until you reach the north side. Megillat Tzafon, Haifa Panel Darim, you turn around, you face now Darim, you're facing now the wall on the left, you're facing that wall. Mahalik Lusmoilim Pareichas, you're walking with your left hand towards the Pareichas. That's what Megillah La'aron, till you reach the Aron. When you reach the Aron, Megillah La'aron, Noisein Es HaMachta Bein Shnei HaBadim. When you reach the Aron, you put the Machta between the two Badim. That's what you're going to do. Now, I have a question here that I didn't find anyone asked the Kasha. The Gemara is going to say that, you know, the Pareichas was only in the second base of Mikdash, and the first base was Amatraxin. So it's Amatraxin. We know that the Badim reached all the way to the Pareichas. So how do you get into in between the Badim? How do you get in? How do you push the Badim? His two hands are busy right now. I'm not sure how he pushed the Badim. He pushed the Badim. He went under it. How do you get under the Badim to get between the Badim?
What happened in the Mishkan?
No, in the first Mishkan, I'll say.
There was no Badim.
There was an R in the first Mishkan. I know, so it was even worse. It was always touching there. How do you get in? If there's a Pareichas, you can push it in like this. How do you get in there? Loi Matsasi, this question anyway. If anyone finds it, please let me know.
Going into the south.
What?
Somebody said before.
No, it goes into the north. Now he faces the south. He's walking now because he goes into the north.
Which way he goes in?
Which way he goes in, yeah. So if either Rabbanon, he goes in from the left side, he walks through in between the two curtains, like we just spoke out. He walks between the two curtains. He walks in on the left side, he walks between the two curtains, all the way to the right side, that's his suffer, and now he's going back to the left. He's going back and forth, because he's walking between a little hallway, between the curtains. He's walking between the curtains. So he reaches the Arayn, puts the Machta down between the two Badim. Now, the Machta sitting on the floor, that's where the coals are, smoking coals, not smoking, but burning coals. Sovaras the Keteris Gavi Cholim. He pours the Keteris on top of the Gecholim. We learned in the Brisa that it first does, he turns over the calf into his hands, and then he drops from his hands onto the Keteris. Al Gavi Gecholim on top of the coals. When the Smali Kolabayas Kula Oshan. And the whole house, the whole Keteris Gadoshan fills up with smoke, and Briskarov learns that's a din. He has to wait till it fills up with smoke. And then he's finished. Yotza, he comes out, Baloi Baderech Beis Kisasa. He walks out, doesn't turn his head and walk out with his back towards Darim. He, just like he walked in, his face was towards Darim, he walks backwards with his face towards Darim still. That's what it means. Yotza, Baloi Baderech Beis Kisasa. He walks out the way he walked in, same direction. Then when he comes out into the Heichel, Umaspal Tfila Katsara Beis Achitzen, he says a small Tfila on Beis Achitzen. He didn't say a long tefillah, so la habis es Yisrael. He shouldn't scare Kla Yisrael. Now, why didn't he say the tefillah in the Kodesh HaKadosh together with the Heiliger Keteris? Zok the Tferes Yisrael, since we know the tefillah, we'll see the tefillah later on in tomorrow's daf. And tefillah was that there should be rain and different type of panosa, like Yisrael, Tzrich, Lepharen, Zerz. Since he's talking about Gashmi's different things, it didn't pass to say it in the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's what Tferes Yisrael learns. That's why he didn't say it in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The kasha is, why is the Heichal any better? And the other pshat, some say, is because it's like you're not allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadosh any time extra. So for the tefillah already, you can just go out to the Heichal. But then also the kasha is the Heichal. It's a big problem, Taka, why Taka had to say the tefillah outside, but that's what the Mefarshim say, because it's a Gashmi, a sticker thing. Therefore, they didn't say it in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So let's see the Gemara. It said in the Mishnah, what did it say? We're talking.
Have you seen the page 11 when he's walking between two parentheses?
How do you see? He had his coals, his little light, I guess. The coals were on fire. Made a little light in that. What?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's a little light coming from the heichal, I guess. A little light coming from the heichal. It was open. It was open, so a little light come in.
It was open after, it was 20 hours long.
Oh, right, yeah, I guess a little light you can see. Walking back, he's not holding anything. No, he's not holding anything walking back. It's a big deal to walk back. You see the curtains of sides, and you have a little light. It's, you see, you walk towards the light. It's far in Mishkan
Parallel.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so akaponim, the it said in our Mishnah that there was a preiches. Talking about preiches, they walk between the preiches. Talking about preiches, and on the other hand, it says there was an arayin, right? So the problem is that it's steered to each other. Maya skina, ilay mikdash rishon is the Mishnah the first place of mikdash. Me have a preiches. There was no preiches. There was the am attraction, which was a wall. So it says preiches must have been the second place of mikdash, right? El mikdash sheni, me yo have a arayin. The arayin wasn't in the second place of mikdash. Why? By tying to the brisa, Mishnah nigna as aron. When the aron got hidden, niggas are imot tzenas haman. The man got hidden with it. Vitzluchas shemen hamishcha and the pitcher of the shemen hamishcha, the jug of shemen hamishcha, makloi shel aron, an aron stick, shkeidel pracha, together with its almonds and its flowers. The Rebbe Teshalim asks that the flowers turn to almonds. So how do you have shkeidel pracha? Ayn Teshalim asks the kashya. Someone left over. He says. And so what was Nigdah so far? The sentence, the Aroin, the Mon, the Shem HaMishcha, Maklish L'Aron, and the fifth thing was, the Argeis HaShagru Plisht and Dara L'Kei Yisrael. The chest of special gold figurines like that were sent for a present from the Plishtim. That was together with the Aron. To me, it's a Pella. What? To me, it's a Pella that they left that with the Aron. I don't know. There's a present for the Aron. They left it with the Aron. But it always stayed with the Aron. Shanaim says in the Pasuk, V'kliya zav asha ha-shaveisim loy. This is the Sarnei Plishtim talking to their own people. It says, when you return, what happened was that the Plishtim captured the Aron. And after they captured the Aron, they're having major, major tsaros. Different type of problems. That my major problems, and they knew they had to give it back. So the Sarnei Plishtim said, give it back, and not only give it back, give them a present also. They went by themselves. They put them on some axes. They attached them some oxen, and the oxen walked home themselves. And they put a chest of these gold things with it. And since it was together with the Aron, it got hidden with the Aron. So whom he gonzu? Who hid it? Yeshio gonzu. Yeshio HaMelech hid it. This is a bunch of years before the Beis Mikdash was Charev. Ma Rosh Gonzu, before the first Beis Mikdash was ready, he already hid it. Why did he do that? Rosh Akosov, he saw, it says in the Pasuk, Yoylech Hashem, Oyscha Ves Malkacha, Asher Tokim Alecha. He saw, he knew in Nevuah that Hashem said that you and your king, Klaisho and the king, are going to be sent to Babel. So therefore, he was worried that the Arons would go along with the Eden to Babel. He didn't want to get into Gaisha hands. Omad Gonzu, he went ahead and he hid it. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer la-Levim, Yeshua tells Levim, I'm a Vinim, the Tamid Chavim, L'chol Yisrael, HaKadoshim L'Hashem, Tenu as Aron HaKadosh V'Vayis, Shavon HaShleim HaBedav HaMelech Yisrael, hide the Aron in the Vayis, a special place where Shleim HaMelech prepared to hide the Aron, Ein L'chol Ma'asav HaKosev, you're not going to be carrying it anymore. At Ibdu L'Hashem HaKechem, Ves Am Yisrael. Now, do a job for Shkaris Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, not carrying the Aron. It's not going to be a job anymore because we're hiding the Aron. And how do
you know
what?
No more job carrying the Aron anyway.
Right, they do ask that kasha, that there was no job in the first place anyway, but it's a good kasha. But there's no, what? Levim. What?
Who is Levim?
Yeshio hit it. But he told Levim, you're not going to be using it anymore. We are hiding. First, even if Yeshio has a shliach, it means he commissioned hiding it. What? There's ways to, you can pull it off from the thing. Also, maybe it's a tzarech, to hide on it, it's a tzarech. Akaponim, so now, how do you know the other things? So this ain't know that the Aron has to be hidden. How do you know the other things? We learn from Xeri Shava, Om Rav Elazar, Asya Shama Shama. It says about the Aron, Ashevah, the Chah Shama. It says about Seren Saman, Vesen Shama, Mloy Aymer. We learn about Shama Shama, just like the Aron was hidden, the same thing as the Man, which says also Shama. And then you learn out that Tzluchis of Shemana Mishcha from Man, why? Because it says Dairis. By Tzinsenes, it says Dairis Eichem. Mishmeres Dairis Eichem, it says by the Man. And it says by Shemana Mishcha also, Kodesh Yezel Dar Sechem. And you learn that Makloi Shel Aroin from Tzintzenes Haman also, Mishmeres Vishmeres. It says there, Mishmeres Loisim Nei Mary, and it says Loshim Mishmeres by Tzintzenes, Mishmeres Dar Sechem. And you also learn out, that's you learn out all these things. So Akaponim, and the way you know the Arg is because together with the Aron. The way you know the present and the position is together with the Aron. Akaponim, what do you see from this whole long Arichis is that there's no Aron, it's like a Mesa Mikdash. So Maravshach, is the Mishnah with the first Mesa Mikdash or second Mesa Mikdash? First Mesa Mikdash, you didn't have a Preichis. Second Mesa Mikdash, you didn't have the Aron. What are we talking about? So my answer is, Oilam Mikdashaini, Ma'igila Aron, Makim Aron. To the Makim of the Aron. Very thing tomorrow. I don't make kasha over here, but my kasha in the first place Mikdash, how they do it? That's my question. How did they do it in the first place Mikdash? The Badim, holding two things in the hands? No, it wasn't curtain in the first place Mikdash, it was a wall. He ducked under, right? That's a, yeah, I'm saying it's a chiddush, no? It's pretty low. They were very low, the Badim. Very hard to duck under. He walked over. Okay. You know, if you don't do it, you have to know. So I'm waiting. I asked Aaron, I'm saying, I want them to see, look, no, to see what's the shadow. I don't know. Vaktani, Nisin is a machta, Lubin Shnei Badim. It says they brought the math between the badim. Heck, it says the balkam aron and says two badim. And if they were even kib between the badim, where the bein hadin were, that's where you have to put it in between. Akaponim. So what he does is he walks to the area where the aron was and he puts it down between the puts the machta on the floor and he pours the teres on top of it. So what?
It's 2 feet off the ground. The pole.
Who? Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So zok the Gemara, right? Let's finish up the Gemara here. Shavar es the kateris agabi kolam. He poured the kateris on top of the coals. We had a machlokes before. If the Oyel remembers on daf mem tesam abeis, there was a machlokes. How do you pour the kateris? Do you pile it up and the smoke goes just right there, or you spread it out and smoke goes all over the place? So here it says, with Tzavar, Tanan, it's a Raya Fiz Mishnah, Kamande Yoma Tzavra. Like, Kamande Yoma holds that you pile it, not that you spread it out. It's a Raya Tzavra. Now, there's two prices. Tani Chada, Tzavra Pnima, you first pile it on the inside, it's really the outside of the Shavah, which means towards the Kodesh Kedoshim, and you bring it closer to yourself. Shehichut Zaloi. You start piling it on the outside, and you bring it closer to yourself. That's how you pile the kateris. Remember, there's a certain length to shovel. So you stop pouring it on the column on the outside and you bring it towards yourself. So prima means, tsoivra chutzah, tsoivra prima means prima inside the kateris. So you chutzah low, which is outside too, that's where you start from, and you come towards yourself. But Tanya, you do it the other way. Tsoivra chutzah, you start piling it right next to you, so you prima loy, and then you go out. On my baya, Tanoi, it's two brises. But Amar Abaye, Mestavra, makes sense. Command the Amar Pnima Shichutzalai. Makes sense. Do it. That you start towards the inside of the Kodesh Kedoshim, coming towards you on the outside of yourself, towards yourself. Why? The Tanoi went to the Mishnah. Melamdim Oisai. We teach him to do the Kateris. Has to be careful. So Taschal Apanecha. Don't start next to your own guf, next to your own body. Shema Tichpe, because then when you're sticking your hands out, your hands will be standing on top of the coals, on top of the kateris, you're going to get burnt. Shema Tichpe. So you start from the outside coming in. That's Pshat and Mandiyama. Now, what's Pshat the other Mandiyama? He wants you to burn yourself? Well, why would you do that? Why would you do it from inside yourself out? Why would you do it? Zokta Taisa Rosh, because there's a Vakal Ema Vir Mala Mitzvahs. Since the mitzvah in front of you is right in the coals, Emaviyam mitzvahs, you start over here and you go towards the outside. That's Shad Alam Andiyama. So Shad, what's more important, Emaviyam mitzvahs, or you shouldn't burn yourself, but be careful. What? Because that's closer to you. The Kalma closer to you. So you don't want to pass it by. You start on the outside, you start right inside. That's the Machlekes, had a place, the Kateris, on top of the coals.